possibility does not occur anymore. This document has taken the step that I think is necessary, and I would support the approval of this document. Thank you.
Thank you for your insight into the history of this issue.
I'm John O'Connor, Building Officials Association of Florida Code Development Committee. Reviewed these ANSI standards, had discussions and support the references to the ANSI 7 standard presented by FSPA. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else, any other proponents?
Jim Bickford, Chief Plumbing Inspector, City of Pompano Beach. I didn't know whether to get up for opponent or proponent because I'm not really against this, but the way this code change is worded, are we talking 2704, by the way? Just making sure I'm on the right page.
2704 and actually 2705.
Okay. I haven't had a chance to review the ANSI standards, but the way this is worded, it says that you have to comply with NSPA 3, 4, 5, 6, and this new standard, APSP 7. So does that mean that a pool has to comply with all of those standards? Or is the intent here that this replaces those other standards? That's really my only question.
They're different things.
All of them?
So there's no conflict between any of these? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any other proponents? Do we have any opponents in the audience? No opposition. Any discussion from the TAC? I'm sorry. Kevin, before I ask. We need a second.
Okay.
For discussion, we need a second.
Second.
Kevin, no second.
We have a second. All right. It's open for discussion. Kevin, you first.
Through the chair, I'd like to just ask. I know it's been stated that this is Florida specific. I mean, but they have pooled in other states. Has there been an attempt, or is there going to be an attempt, to introduce this to the ICC or any other code body?
Lorraine Ross, NTEC, representing the National APSP. Yes, is a simple answer. There was a proposal to take the language from this standard, and it was in draft form at the time at the Orlando hearings. However, sadly, we missed it by about 2 weeks. You know, the final blessing on ANSI 7 was not completed at the time of the hearing, so therefore it was not legally adoptable by ICC. I have already submitted this to ICC, to Dave Bowman, to the ICC staff for review, that it will be included on the next go-around, the next cycle of ICC hearings. So it definitely will be part of the national scene.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Could I respond to that also?
Go ahead.
Let me tell you, from my perspective, this couldn't be more Florida-specific. We took the lead. Florida took the lead in pool entrapment. And now we have the chance to advance that lead. I think that there's no question about it being Florida-specific.
Thank you. George, did you have a question? Ken?
Just want to state for the record that in other parts of the country, while we were dealing with the entrapment issues, they were still building pools with single drains, and there was no entrapment standard or code for that matter. And Florida has been the leader in the industry. It's been that way in this realm for quite some time now. And I'm hopeful that the language found within the Florida statute will find it within the ICC and be an adoptable national code that we all here at this table would be proud of being part of.
Mr. Chairman, just a comment.
Go ahead, George.
The document is great. Standards are great. I just wish there was a way to do it differently, because your average inspector, your average plants examiner, the average building official out there in the field never sees a standard in his life. They have taken a very good first step that they have distributed this standard liberally. Standards are extremely expensive. Myself, I have carte blanche in my office as far as buying standards, and I found the office paying $600-$700 for a single standard.
Gary?
I have two questions.
Can,
I think.
Excuse me, Gary. Can Jennifer address that point?
It wasn't addressed to Jennifer. This is tax discussion.
It's very pertinent to his comment.
Tax discussion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think my question would be to the representative from BOAF, and it's a twofold question. As a building official, how would you intend to enforce the existing building requirements contained in this standard? And two, what means would you use to enforce the requirement for shutting down the pool should one of these conditions stated in that standard occur?
Obviously, any conditions in the code, and there are other references to maintenance-type issues that we really don't have control over, but it doesn't hurt to have them have that language there. Like any other code provision, I mean, we read it, we interpret it, and we enforce it. It's just it's not going to be an issue.
Any other TAC discussion?
Clarification on the question, Mr. Chairman. Are you saying then that should that condition occur, your department would have the means to shut down an existing pool legally? I mean, that would be something that you could do?
I don't believe that we could shut down a pool that had a broken grate on it.
So then, Mr. Chairman, I think that I'm leaning towards being against this just from the enforceability side. We're creating a situation by which the building officials cannot enforce the standard that we're intending to include in the code.
Based on that, you make that assumption based on this conversation?
Well, I'm just saying how, I'm asking how would, there's a specific requirement in the standard, it appears to be in mandatory language, that should this happen, the pool should be shut down. If we put this in the building code, isn't it then the responsibility of the building official to enforce that provision? And what I'm hearing is it's not enforceable.
Well,
they don't have the legal authority to do
maintenance
it.
Maintenance specifically is not part of our code. So it's really not a maintenance issue. The maintenance of the system is not part of the Florida Building Code. Counselor?
Well, we should probably never keep these issues out because there is no authority to enforce and maintenance. Once a CO is issued, basically the building code is turned off until the permit's pulled again. And can't be utilized in and of itself to enforce these kind of ongoing obligations to maintain.
Mr. Chair, as most of you know here, over the last several years, this issue has been very dear and near to my heart and the industry. And this continues to be the answer to Mr. Duren's question. You know, if you drive an automobile and you drive it off of there, there are certain responsibilities of anyone to maintain a piece of equipment or product safely. And obviously, if the thing's not safe to drive, you shouldn't drive it. People do that, but I don't think it's the prelude of the code official to worry about that. It's the homeowner or the contractor's responsibility to inform what the safety issues are. The APSP and the Florida Swimming Pool Association has a variety of safety manuals, and all of our members, and I'd like to allow Jennifer to respond to this and give her a chance, are provided with these safety documents. They're excellent documents, and I feel that most, if not all, of those member firms, when a pool is completed, they are given these safety documents that document these hazards and to make the consumer aware of it. They went way beyond, in my case, of what's necessary. They've taken every precaution and spent a great deal of money in producing these documents at low cost. And as to George's comment about the standards, these standards are available online, I think, and I'll ask Jennifer to respond to that. And I think they've been very generous in providing it to the officials, and I'm sure you can probably get an agreement from them to continue to do so. So if the chair would allow, I'd like her to respond to that.
Thank you.
I think what you would really need to do is, you have a question of Jennifer? They've already made their presentation, yeah. So it's
question,
already
been Jennifer, are you intending to provide this standard to code officials in a cheap manner, or inexpensive
actually, FSPA is already put the ANSI 7 online at BOAF. Okay, so we've made it available to all building officials online. We will make sure that any building official who asks for a copy will receive one. And also, FSPA is committed to working with building officials by having meetings, workshops. Maybe we can get a continuing education class on educating both the building officials and the contractors on ANSI 7, and as well as the consumers. We'll be putting out new documentation for them as well. So we are committed to making sure everybody understands the new ANSI 7 code. Standard.
Very good. Thank you, Jim. Is there any other discussion on the TAC?
Gary? Question. Again, I don't want to be a stick in the mud, but my concern is, do we as a TAC have an authority to adopt a standard that contains provisions that are outside the scope of our code? For example, the existing pools and spa section of the standard. How is that within the scope of our code?
Are you addressing that?
I can answer
to whoever can answer it.
Specifically, this was a public comment that was this issue, actually both issues, the enforceability was raised largely by health officials, code officials, in the commenters, which there was 20 or 30 of them. The solution there is when used. Okay, so if you at some future point choose to introduce a rehabilitation into your code. If you sell the house, it must be brought up to speed, is what they're doing in Phoenix, Arizona. At that point, that section now applies when used. And that conveniently works for them. If it's a new pool or existing pool that they have no jurisdiction over, that is not a when used situation.
May I also add to that that there is a current situation like that. Many of you know me as the roofing lady. But we have a section in the code that talks about gutters. You know, gutters are not required, but there is a section that says, when required, gutters shall be, you know, XYZ of certain materials and locations and such. So that when required is very important. I think that Steve has brought that up.
Mr. Griner, would you like to add to that?
I would call to your attention that ANSI 5, which is another document that is used by the building code officials with respect to pools, it addresses pools. It also addresses chlorination, and that there has to be a certain person responsible for that. It's in the book. We don't enforce that. We can't. But documents like this include things that are not enforceable on the building official side. That's just the way it is. To address your other issue with respect to what we can enforce and what we can't enforce, you know, we can't enforce broken covers now. All this document does is help this organization out. This is a much better process than what we've done before.
Sure,
we adopt standards all the time. Mm-hmm. So,
all right, one more comment.
To that, to Mr. Duren, I personally have spoken to and taught courses to the new home inspectors and people that inspect homes when real estate is sold. And these types of documents have been distributed to those, and people are interested in safety. They're using those documents to inform homeowners of existing pools that have the single main drains that Barnes has spoken to, and they have fitted those pools with SVRSs. Again, those are where the accidents are happening, to protect the children. Having this standard within the code gives it much more credence and much more wider acceptance. I see no reason to reject it on that.
Mr. Chairman, 2 points that just kind of hit me on this thing. First of all, I think this, we've all sat here and gone through the macerations of developing the safety requirements that we're looking for in this code. And I think we can all thank Ken for a job well done. I think he's done an excellent item in putting this together. But we're also sitting here frustrated in that, like George says, where is it written in the code that the code official that has in front of his face that's going to read it? Why isn't it printed in the code? Why don't we, if it's that important, let's print the thing and put it in the code. And second of all, let's somehow get the legislature to make these address, or at least move them to make a recommendation that the existing pools be required to bring up to speed under a certain time frame. Let's give the state a 5-year time frame, or ask the legislature to give existing homes, say, a 5-year period to bring their pools up to the safety standards. We've got people, we've got thousands of pools around the state right now that are hazard. We need to make that known publicly. We need to make the legislature aware that they're sitting on, waiting for an evisceration to occur. And like we said here, we have three women with small babies that were all eviscerated, and we all almost came to tears with their testimony. But yet we have hundreds of these sitting around the state right now because the legislature has not given the requirement that these things be brought up in a timely manner. And I think we need to move and ask the building commission to ask the legislature to give a certain time frame, either a time specific or a specific requirement on building being sold or something like that, that we can get the new requirements implemented into all pools, not just the new pools that come before the building department. So those are the two items that I'd like to see discussed.
Well, that's an interesting concept, but we got to start somewhere.
Yeah, I don't think we're concerned about retrofitting. The code wouldn't allow us to do that anyway. So let's just get this situation over. I think we're just want to deal with it.
We need step one, and that's called safety.
But until we address something to move the legislature to ask the people to do this, it becomes just a silent issue that is sitting out there as a silent killer that we're all sitting there avoiding.
Well, it'll be a silent killer if we do nothing about it.
Well, I understand that.
So, the reality is we either take action or we don't take action. That's why we're here today. Do we want to take action on this issue or do we not want to take action on this issue? So,
to that point, Mr. Chairman, by us adopting this standard into the code, will not only give new strength to safety to help those existing pools, but I will guarantee you, I think the APSP will probably tell you after today's meeting, if this is approved, it'll be front page news in the pool spot industry because it's that significant. And I think it would be the great step we need to take forward.
Gary?
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to be voting against the motion because I sat at the ICC hearings where the basic content of this standard was proposed as code language, like George just said, and there were numerous problems that came up from the committee and the people in the crowd. The ICC wouldn't look at it in that way. I just hate to see us be the guinea pig on something this big. I'd rather see it go through the model code process like all other standards we look at goes through, and I really don't think that they've fully met the burden of saying that this is Florida-specific.
Chairman, Ken. To Mr. Duren, I was there at the ICC hearings and one of the presenters, and I think of the people there, there was more a confusion over procedure rather than substance. After the meeting, many of the members indicated they did agree with the standard, liked it, but procedurally we didn't proceed in a correct manner. It was more procedural than substance.
There were how many reasons stated in the, through the chair? I'll tell you there was more than procedural readings in the public hearing record that was published in the notice of the decision. Wasn't anything about procedure. It talked about making the entire system an engineered system. A lot of the code enforcement people on that committee had a concern that if they were adopt this, that the entire pool would become an engineered system. And what I say to you guys is I think we did a pretty good job in here with our Florida code, and I'm not worried about the new pools. The pools that are built to our code or built to the model code are safe. We haven't had these incidents since we've had these provisions enforced on new pools. The real problem that I'm hearing is existing pools, and that's totally outside of the scope of what we're saying. And it just concerns me from if I'm obligated to enforce this as an official, whether I be an engineer or a code official, how do I enforce these provisions? That's my question, and am I going to be liable if I don't? I mean, I guess that's my question, and I'm not comfortable with that feeling that I'm possibly liable.
Lorraine and proponents, I'm sorry, unless you're asked a question, I have to close this discussion to your group. At this particular point, do we have any other discussion, any other items you want to talk about regarding this? To me, this is like a chocolate bar. Who doesn't like it? But obviously, someone doesn't. So,
I'd like to call the question.
We will be talking then, or we will be voting on 2704 and 2705 simultaneously. Is that the understanding? That one at a time? All right. We will be voting on 2704. We have a standing motion to accept.
Second amendment.
And a second. All those in favor, I'd like to see a show of hands, please. All those in favor, say aye. Or raise your hand. What do we have? 9-1, we pass. Motion passes. Now we'll bring up 2705. Do we have a motion to a second to the motion? We have a standing motion on 2705, which is a sister. We have a second on 2705. All those in favor, raise your hand. 2705. 9-1 passes. For the record, it's a correction. It's 11-1 on both issues. I'm sorry, 10-1. 10-1. We have 11 members. 10-1. All right, we're going to move to.
Places the entrapment language presently in the code with the language found in ANSI.
Can't hear.
2708. I said 2708 and 2709 had to do with replacing the existing entrapment language in the code with the new language now in ANSI 7, the standard for entrapment.
All right, the proponent for 2708, we're moving to 2708. Proponent for 2708, please state your name and your case, please.
Jennifer Hatfield, Director of Government and Public Affairs for the Florida Swimming Pool Association. This is just doing the same. We just talked about putting in ANSI 7 as the conformance standard. Now, with the entrapment language, we'd like to remove all current entrapment language and refer to entrapment needing to be protected as in accordance to ANSI 7. So this is just following what we just discussed. I don't want to repeat any of our comments earlier, but pretty much everything that Lorraine, Steve, and I said earlier stands for this mod. This would just take out the current code that I feel the current code is right now is it gives a false sense of security to consumers because you're requiring a third layer of protection that necessarily, as we explained earlier, doesn't need to be made. So I can go and forth.
Very good. Other proponents, please.
Lorraine Ross, representing APSP. We, too, are supporting this particular modification. And I also want to add into the record that the APSP has done a blast email out to all building code officials. So the standard is available very cheap, as in free, to code officials. And the Florida chapter, as well as APSP, has committed to starting an educational program so that people are brought up to speed by the time this code goes into effect in October of 2008, so we have about a year and a half to get that ball rolling. Thanks.
Thank you. Additional proponents, please.
I certainly support this.
Your and name, please?
Steve Barnes, Pentair Water Pool and Spa. I certainly support this and would just like to reiterate that the renovation section has the when used, so that does not create a conflict by referencing the entire standard. Because if your code doesn't use it, it's not referenced.
Thank you. Additional proponents.
Dale Greiner, Lake County. I would support this based on the fact that actually I was one of the co-writers of a lot of this, and I can tell you that it's covered by 7. I read 7 extensively and know that this document is going to take care of this language that we have in here, and there's some language in here that is still kind of questionable, and I like what 7 does.
Thank you. Additional proponents, please.
John O'Connor, BLAF, Code Development Committee. I said it earlier, and I'll say this for the last time, I won't be back. We support all these ANSI references on the different proposals by this organization. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any additional proponents, please? Do we have any opponents that would care to speak? Seeing no opponents, do we have a second to the motion? We have a standing motion to approve. And a second? We have a second? Is there any TAC discussion?
The only thing, there's nothing wrong with this. I just think that the only thing that can happen is if the commission doesn't pass the adoption of the AASC 7. If it doesn't pass it and it does go into the code, these things would, it's just common sense to get this out of here. Otherwise, you'd have a conflict anyway. I think that would be part of standard procedure to get these sections out of there if you got something to cover them under the standards.
I can tell you that the Building Commission places great value on the input of the TACs. So I expect positive action from the Building Commission. Is there any other discussion on the TAC? Ken?
To add on to what Mr. Greiner says, I would agree that over the years these statutes have been interpreted, reinterpreted, interpreted, and reinterpreted, and even after several years, there's still more confusion with building officials as to what's safe, what's not, where do they go. I think the standard kind of makes it crystal clear. I think that it's something we all can get behind and understand and support. I think it would be a great improvement for our code.
Thank you very much, Ken. Any other discussion? All right, we have a motion, a second, and we're going to call the question on Amendment 2708. Please raise your hand, all in favor. Any opposed? 10-1, pass. Moving to 2709, sister issue. Proponent, any comments on 2709?
Same issue.
Okay. Any opponents to 2709? Seeing none, do we have a second to the motion? We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion on the TAC in 2709? Call the question, 2709. All in favor, raise your hand. 10-1, pass. Where do you want to go, Bruce?
So,
now we can go back to 2700 or 2701 to continue
down. All right, let's go to 2700. Proponent, please. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't we take care of 607?
Hi, yes. My name is Jennifer Hatfield again with the Florida Swimming Pool Association. This mod is adding the word suction to main outlet definition to be consistent with other terminology and approved pool-related standards.
Any other opponents? I'm sorry, any other proponents?
Dale Bryan, Lake County. I'd be in favor of this because it matches other ANSI documents. Not only 7, the new one you just adopted, but it matches the terminology in all the other ANSI documents referenced in this code.
Do we have any other proponents to 2700?
Not to mention that after about 7 years, we finally got it right.
Do we have any opponents to 2700? Seeing none, do we have a second to the standing motion to accept? We have a second. Is there any TAC? Do we have any TAC discussion, please?
Sir, is there a definition in the code of suction?
That's what this is.
Right now.
Where's it defined?
this is the definition.
It, right now, that there is a definition for main outlet in the code, and there's a definition in ANSI 7 for suction as well. All the ANSI standards that are performance standards in code have definitions that relate to suction.
This defines main. We're adopting suction. Does the word main need to be deleted out of this?
No, sir. This is just including suction between main and outlet, so it's main suction outlet to be. It's the more consistent terminology.
Do we have any other TAC discussion? Okay, we have a motion and a second on 2700. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's 11-0. Pass. Proponent 2701, please. State your case.
Jennifer Hatfield, Swimming Pool Association. This is the exact same mod. This is just for the residential code. We're including the word suction in the main outlet definition, so it says main suction outlet.
Do we have an opponent? Do we have any other proponents? Do we have any opponents? Do we have a second?
Okay, a second.
We have a second. Do we have any TAC discussion? We'll call the question. All those in favor, raise your hand on 2701. In favor, raise your hand. 11-0. Unanimous. 2702, proponent, please.
Jennifer Hatfield with the Swimming Pool Association again. This mod removes pool plumbing. Removes the word plumbing, the reference to the plumbing Florida building code, because this is an incorrect reference. And pool piping for swimming pools does not fall within plumbing.
Do we have any other proponents, please?
Steve Barnes, Pentair Water Pool and Spa. In the ANSI 7 level, we, when writing that standard, we had the word plumbing in it, and the code officials across the country raised this issue. You can't, told us you cannot use that word unless you want licensed plumbers being having to install PVC piping for which they're not trained. And so it seems to be a real technicality, a technical issue that causes problems, not just in Florida, but in other states.
And those officials all have law degrees? Thank you.
Question, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
If that's the case, then shouldn't we be taking it out and where it says in the plumbing system of swimming pools? I mean, you left it in, you're taking it out, you left it in. I don't get that point.
Let's address that, Gary. I had that same question. Let's let the proponents make their case first. I had the same question here.
Okay, so
that's
a question to me. No,
do we have any other proponents at this point? Do we have any other proponents? All right. Opponents, please.
Just so you don't think that I'm not on their side all the time. This, Dale Grinder, Lake County. I would oppose this based on the fact, it's kind of twofold. Understand their point of view. They want to get plumbing out of there. Plumbing should probably be out where they take it out. I would suggest that you put in process piping right after plumbing and replacing plumbing. Because if you look at any of the ANSI standards that have to deal with pools, ANSI 5, ANSI 3, ANSI 6, they all talk about process piping. I will submit to you that the piping around the pool that is involved in a pool is not plumbing. It is process piping, by definition. And it's in all the ANSI standards that you already use. The issue here is, I would suggest that you make an amendment to this to go ahead and strike out plumbing in the second sentence, but add in process piping. Therefore, all that material value is in the Florida Building Code plumbing, right? Because it'll still read, if I may, unless otherwise specified in this code, all piping, equipment, and materials used in process piping, in the process piping system of swimming pools that are built in place shall conform to the Florida Building Code plumbing. The reason for doing it that way is that you get the material value. There are no material specs in the ANSI documents.
That's right.
The ANSI documents simply tell you that...
That was my concern, exactly.
The ANSI documents simply tell you that when you put a vacuum on it, it won't implode on itself. So that's probably the key here. I don't have a problem with taking plumbing out of there. The issue is, if you do that, you wipe out all the material specs. We've got no material specs to go on. So if you provide a situation for the materials for the process piping, then I don't have an issue with it.
Jim, did you want to address Dale? Jim, did you want to address Mr. Graham?
No, I just had a comment.
Okay.
A comment as far as the word plumbing connecting to a plumbing contractor. A general contractor can install a pool, but a general contractor cannot do the piping. A general contractor has to hire then a licensed plumbing contractor in order to plumb that pool. So,
Gary, did you have?
Well, I was going to move an amendment based on the last testimony, or a modification, or whatever you call it.
All right, before we do that, let's hear what the opponents have to say, and then we can.
Hey, Jim Bickford, Chief Plumbing Inspector, City of Pompano Beach. Striking the word plumbing where you're showing it in this code revision would eliminate, like Dale said, it eliminates all references to the material standards. And I disagree wholeheartedly that pool piping is not potable water piping. People get in the pool, they ingest the water. The piping is required to have the NSF PW seal on it by the code, which is potable water. This is not process piping. This is potable water piping. A pool contractor by Florida Statute 489, under definitions of what they can do, they are allowed to do the pool piping. They don't have to hire a plumber to do the pool piping. They can pull a permit, a plumbing permit. In the city that I work for, we issue a plumbing permit to the pool contractor to do the pool piping. That's not an issue. But by removing this word plumbing, Florida Building Code plumbing, you're taking away the plumbing code requirements on how to install the piping. There's no more requirements. There's nothing to go by. The building code does not address how to install the piping. There's nothing. We've taken it all away. Thank you.
Do we have any other proponents? Thank you. This would be an opponent.
Opponent?
Opponent.
Well, I would like to speak as a comment on what Mr. Griner said. I don't know if I'm opponent or proponent.
And I have a comment for that, too.
All right. One second. We start with the proponents.
Once again,
and then we went to the opponents. We're now at the opponent stage. Do we have any opponents right now?
Were you an opponent?
He was an opponent.
I'm an opponent. I'm not sure what that means, but I'm waiting for a rebuttal. I would like to speak, and obviously, to please the chair, but I'm not sure when to speak. I would like to comment on something Mr. Griner said, and I think I can offer clarification.
Go ahead.
My name is Jim Manning. I'm with the United Pool and Spa Association. Primarily deal with pool issues. In the Florida Public Pool Code 6489, the word plumbing is discouraged just to remove this confusion. And we use the word piping, both in technical issues, legal, engineering, and just common vernacular. It's worked very well. Another comment is that a plumbing contractor by Florida Statute 489 cannot complete a swimming pool. A swimming pool must be completed regardless of who started it. It must be completed by a licensed swimming pool contractor, both residential and public pools.
Thank you, sir. Do we have any other opponents? All right. Do we, for discussion, do we have a second?
Second.
Wait, you already had that already.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You're correct. A proponent rebuttal. One proponent rebuttal.
All I was going to say, FSPA supports the amendment that Mr. Griner is suggesting.
Okay. Thank you. Do we have an opponent rebuttal?
Just to clarify, This is ANSI 5 right here, which is part of the code. 9.3 indicates pipe and fittings. The circulation system, piping, and fittings shall be considered to be process piping. Doesn't get any clearer than that. That's what it is. It's process piping. I don't dispute that we want plumbers to do it. That's all well and good. But I'm concerned about the material portion of this. The material standards and the type of valves, the type of fittings, the type of piping and all that stuff, there's nothing in this standard for that. If we wipe out plumbing, you got a real problem.
I have a question for Dale. Dale, your modification is to remove plumbing in the text and add process piping and to retain plumbing in the Florida Building Code plumbing.
That's correct.
Okay.
That'll allow us to use the plumbing code for the material, and we'll still get process piping where it belongs.
Gary?
I was going to move the amendment, if I may, Mr. Chairman.
All right, I believe we have to...
A motion to modify is in order.
All right, we have a motion and a second to modify. We have a motion and a second to modify the amendment.
What does that go to?
The modification being in the second line, striking the word plumbing, replacing it with process piping, and retaining plumbing in the last line.
Okay. Is that up on the board right now?
Okay. I don't know.
It is.
No, that's not right. That's not correct.
Process piping goes in the second line where plumbing is.
Strike plumbing in the second line.
Second.
And add process piping.
And leave plumbing at the bottom.
And then unstrike. And unstrike that plumbing at the end. That's the motion, Mr. Chairman.
Who's typing, Joe?
This guy right here.
Is he a plumber?
Doing good.
All right, so we have a motion. We have a second for the amended motion, or we have an amendment to this motion. Do we
have call for discussion on the
amendment? Do we have any other discussion on the amendment? Seeing no discussion, we're ready to call the question on the amended 2702. 2702, all in favor, raise your hand, please. Any opposed? 11 zip. 10-1.
Is that not just for the amendment?
Right, that's just for the amendment. That's just the amendment.
All right, now we're
yeah, it's modified.
Okay. All right, now we need to vote for the modification for 2702.
We just did that.
Modification, we did. Let's vote for the
amended modification. I know we just did that.
No, we're voting for the proposal as modified.
As modified, yeah.
Okay, so we're voting for what now?
See, for time out, in the Roberts rules, you got to consider the amendments separately. So if anybody wants to discuss those amendments, you can have an additional discussion on the amendments. And once you've completed that, then you have to vote for the proposal as modified, because that other motion's still out there.
All right. Now we're voting for the proposal as modified. Correct?
Yes, sir.
Call a question. All those in favor, raise your hand. Any opposed? 10-1. 2703, proponent.
This is the same mod, but then now for the residential code. FSPA would support the same amendment that you just suggested. This just also removes plumbing from the plumbing reference, but now this is in the residential code. Just as a reminder, the way we've got it, the way that your chart is, you're going to see every mod twice. So it may make it easier for the committee if you want to do them both at the same time. But that's
we can't. We can't.
Okay. We're instructed by council. I think you can have the discussion on both. The issue is you have to vote them separately.
Right.
You're correct. Okay, Jim Richmond, we need to establish a record for each of these. So they really, if the same discussion applies, we can just kind of do it by reference on the second one. But in order to kind of segregate it for record purposes, we really need to take them up one at a time.
That's our attorney, by the way.
Well, I'm not arguing with the attorney, but just for ease of the committee, the amendment that you just had on the previous mod 2702 FSPA would support that same thing for 2703.
I need a second. All right. Do we have any opposition to that? Seeing none, do we have a second to the mod as amended?
Point of order, Mr. Chairman. You've got to call for the second for the proposal. Then you got to take the motion for the as amended. It's the same steps. It's just we don't have to have the discussion.
All right.
Two votes.
We have Mr. Roberts over here, so
make a living at it.
So now we're going to call for Gary. The modification to 2703.
Move as modified, Mr. Chairman.
Move second. As modified. Walk me through this, guys.
A second.
Vote. Any discussion?
Any discussion from the TAC?
Mr. Chairman, I'd just like to make a comment. If I am not mistaken, memory serves me right, in 489, process piping comes under a mechanical contract. That's my problem with the whole.
Gary?
That may very well be, I don't know, but it remains that this is the code. It's a how-to, not a who-to. It has nothing to do with licensing, and it's not going to change one iota who is required by 489 to do work.
Call the question on the modification, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. We'll call the question on modification. Keep me on line here, Gary. We're calling the question on a modification 2703. All in favor? Excuse me, I have a second.
Yeah, second.
All in favor of 2703, please raise your hand. Any opposed? 11-0. Now we need to do the mod.
We did the mod. That was that one. You just called for the.
I mean, now we do the amended mod.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. I'm getting this down finally.
It takes a while.
All right.
Move the mod.
Thank you. We have a second to move the mod.
On the table.
Okay. The amended mod. We have a second to move the amended mod. Is there any discussion? All right. We'll call the question. All those in favor of voting for the amended modification 2703, raise your hand, please. 11-0. By the time I figure this out, we'll be done. Thank you very much. We're moving to 2706.
Yes, this is conforming language. That's
and please, for the record, identify yourself.
Jennifer Hatfield with the Florida Swimming Pool Association. And this is conforming language that's going to require water velocity to comply with what is in ANSI 7. So this is just conforming to the two previous standards and to the previous mods that you adopted with ANSI 7.
Okay. Thank you very much. Do we have any other proponents?
Dale Grinder, Lake County. I would support this as it is backed by ANSI 7.
Thank you.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman. Okay. Shouldn't the exception be underlined since it's new language? Isn't that new language? I mean, I guess that's my question.
I don't
know. I don't know. I'm asking. It's current language. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, so do we have any other proponents? Do we have any opponents to 2706? Do we have any TAC discussion on 2706? Do we have a second on 2706?
Second.
We have a second. Do we have any TAC discussion on 2706? Call the question. All those in favor of 2706, please raise your hand. 11-0 passes. 2707, for the record, the proponent, please.
Jennifer Hatfield for the Florida Swimming Pool Association. And I'd like to reference my previous testimony for the mod number 2706.
Thank you. Do we have any other proponents for 2707? Do we have any opponents for 2707? Seeing none, do we have a second?
Second.
Do we have any TAC discussion on 2707? Seeing none, we'll call the question. 2707, if you're in favor, please raise your hand. 2707 passes, 11-0. Moving to 2710, the proponent, please.
Jennifer Hatfield with the Florida Swimming Pool Association. This removes the reference to the Florida Building Code Plumbing Manual and requires combination valves to be installed per manufacturer's recommendations.
Do we have any other proponents, please? Do we have any opponents, please?
2710. Jim Bickford, Chief Plumbing Inspector, City of Pompano Beach. Again, if you remove the reference to the plumbing code and go strictly with the manufacturer's recommendations, I don't know how an inspector is ever going to inspect it because the manufacturer's recommendations are always different. And I've seen several cases where the manufacturers will give the contractor whatever they want and write in to get their approval. So we really need it in the code so that we have something that's firm that we can reference. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bickford.
Dale Griner, Lake County. I would be against this mod based on the fact, similar to what I talked about with respect to materials, whenever you remove plumbing. In this case, if you remove plumbing, we have no material value at all concerning valves and anything like that. And just to rely on a manufacturer doesn't help us picking material. Doesn't tell us what material is supposed to be used out there. So I would be against this one.
Thank you. Do we have any other opponents, please? Do we have a second? Do we have a second for 2710? We have a second on 2710. TAC discussion, please, on 2710.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to agree with Dale, Mr. Griner, that we're trying to refer back to a code book to find out any information we can about installing it. You can't refer back to the whole Florida Building Code. If those things are called Florida Building Code Building, Florida Building Code Electric, Florida Building Code Plumbing. If you want them to go back to the plumbing code, you got to say Florida Building Code Plumbing. And just the way it's written in the code right now, that's where you got to go. So that's what they're trying to tell you. You shouldn't take out that word plumbing.
Thank you, Gary.
I want to move a modification, Mr. Chairman.
Great. Go ahead, Gary.
Modification would be to unstrike plumbing in the second line of 424.2.8.1. So retain the word plumbing there so that the valves, I believe it's still covered under that last code change we did because it does talk about plumbing materials and equipment. I think my interpretation would be that it would be covered under that one we already did anyway, but for consistency with that action, I think we have to retain it here as well.
Do we have a second on a proposed mod?
I don't understand that.
I'll explain again, Mr. Chair. We took action on this last one. We left the plumbing code intact, if you will, on that last one.
The definitions.
What we did was made a modification. We don't accept this.
We don't accept.
Nothing's changed.
Gary, are you trying to say you want to leave in as per installed manufacturer's recommendations on the valves?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. I want the plumbing code as far as so the valves can be taken care of, but as far as I think that there's no reason to require the additional step of an administrative approval for a valve that's used standard in the industry. Those valves need to be installed with the accordance with the instructions provided by the manufacturer.
Yeah. Gary?
Well, first of all, I think the code already says that you've got to install according to manufacturers, not recommendations, but manufacturers' installation instructions. And there's a difference between that, a big difference between installation instructions and recommendations. So that's poor code language anyhow.
Gary picked up on that, and if I may, through the chair, further modify it instead of recommendations, installation instructions. You understand, sir? Is the second agree with the...
Or we could just not pass it.
Or, yeah.
Wait. No, we've got a mod on the floor, then we've got an amended mod on the floor, but we don't have a second to your second amendment to this mod.
How's that goes?
Now we do.
Oh, thank you, Robert.
Sounds,
all right.
I'm confused.
Well, if you'll put it up on the board, right, yeah. We'll see it.
Yeah. Okay, unstriking plumbing, yeah. Right there. And then go down to the bottom and change that word recommendations to say installation instructions. And I guess we have to ask.
Is that what we're talking about? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Yeah, and again, for the reason, Mr. Chair, is that I believe that it's a little bit
manufacturers.
Manufacturers.
Manufacturers goes back in.
Fair.
Yes. Yes. Reason being that the current code requires an approval of the building official or plumbing official or who's ever inspecting this prior to the valve's use, and these valves are basically used every day. They're standard equipment for pools. I think that's an over-restrictive requirement, and I think that the plumbing requirements for the valves need to be in place.
I neglected to give the proponent and the opponent a last rebuttal. Could I, Dale, let me get the proponent first, please.
Florida Swimming and Pool Association, we would support Mr. Duren's amendment to the modifications. So that would be my only rebuttal.
Thank you. Mr. Greiner.
Dale Greiner, Lake County. I would support that amendment.
Everybody's in agreement.
Okay. Imagine that. Yeah.
All right. Is there any other PAC discussion? All right. First, we have to vote on 2710 on the mod, 2710.
We vote on the amendment.
On the amendment.
As amended.
Oh,
as
we amended. Vote on the amendment before the mod.
Yeah, we vote on the amendment, okay. Then we vote on the as-modified mod. It's weird, I know. Seems cumbersome.
Second to the amendment.
You already got that. Just got to vote it. All in favor of the amendment.
Are we voting on the amendment now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So we're voting on 2710 with amendment.
Yes. As it should be wherever it
was. As posted. It's correct back there, right?
I don't see it correct on that what he was showing there, but it's correct right there.
Yeah, here it is.
Yeah, that's right.
So we're voting on 2710 as amended on the board behind me.
We're voting on the amendment. We're voting on the amendment.
As amended. He said it. As amended.
Yeah.
No, it's just voting on the amendment.
We're voting on the amendment.
We're voting on the amendment. Okay. 2710 on amendment. All those in favor, raise your hand, please. 11-0. No opposed.
Now as modified.
Now vote on the mod as modified.
Yeah. Weird. Okay, now we're voting for 2710
as modified.
That'll keep the lawyer happy.
All those in favor, raise your hand. Any opposed?
11 is up.
Did he leave? No,
he's
not. Like so.
He's hiding behind the corner over there, huh?
All right, 2711. Proponent, please.
Jennifer Hatfield, Florida Swimming Pool Association. I'd like to reference my previous testimony for mod number 2710 and support the same amendment that was passed for mod 2710.
Thank you. Do we have an opponent, please? Any opponents? TAC discussion, please.
Let's work on the change.
Need a second.
Just like we did the last time. Manufacturer's installation instructions and don't take out
modification for plumbing houses.
Well, don't you got to get a second for the motion to start with?
No.
Yeah, we didn't. I need a second to open up discussion. I'm sorry. We need a second to open up discussion. Do we have a second?
Yeah, a second.
Okay.
And then you got to say, move as modified, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Then you say second.
Good Lord.
Just hang with us.
Now move. They don't.
Then you say all in favor of the amendment, and everybody says yay.
Done.
All right. Has that been corrected?
He's in the process still. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
cabinet for 2 minute recess.
Why don't we get that room tight? Crossed out the wrong words.
Now we're moving into mod?
Yes, as modified.
Okay. I need a to call the question.
On the amendment.
Amendment for.
On 2711 as amended.
Yes.
Excuse me? 2711 as amended. All in favor, raise your hand, please.
Aye.
11-0.
Mr. Chairman, I move we have a 10-minute recess.
Second.
I move that we finish this.
Let's
after we go from
there. Thank you. All right. 2711 as modified.
Okay.
All in favor, raise your hand, please. 11-0. Pass. We have a motion for a 10-minute recess. Second?
I'll second.
All right. 10 minutes, please. That's I've got 11 o'clock, 11:10. Please be back here.